speaking about that this morning. Because I believe that God is about to set someone on fire for Him. Yeah. I believe that the fire that comes from here, from within here, will spread around us. And I say that with confidence, because throughout the Bible, as we read, fire is a symbol of God's power, of His guidance and His presence. Those are the three things we need. God's power, God's guidance, and His presence. One of the most powerful manifestations of God's fire we find in Exodus, where God appeared to His people as a pillar of fire. Can you imagine that? Exodus 13, 21 to 22 says, By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. It's still true for today. What happened in Exodus is still true for today, for right now. So come on, who wants to say this with me? Who wants to declare, God is my fire? Come on. Come on. Wow. Because He is. You see, I touched on this the last 2 weeks, but I feel so firmly that this message needs to come across. And I'm going to say it over and over again, that the pillar of fire represents the presence of God. The pillar of fire was not just a sign, but it was God Himself leading His people. His presence was with them day and night. I desire that. Exodus 33, 14, it says, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." This is like full package. I mean, this is, you know, we're being led, we're being guided, but also we're in a place of rest. God's presence is actually what separates us from the world. When God is with you, then fear has to leave. The darkness has to push back. And we can walk in boldness and in authority. We see this in the biblical example of God's presence in fire. The burning bush that we read about in Exodus 3, verse 2 to 4, where God spoke to Moses through a fire that never burned out. A fire that never burned out. Don't you love it when you hear a Christian leader and say, "Oh, I'm all burnt out"? Why is that? What's missing?
The fire.
The fire. It's time to bring the fire back. To allow the presence of the Lord back in our services and open the doors of our homes and the windows to the presence of the Lord. Because then we are covered by the fire. We have the pillar of fire ahead of us when we step out of our homes, when we step out of this building. The pillar of fire goes before us and it lights the way, and the darkness has to flee. It will burn up everything that is not of God in this community. It will burn it away. Mount Sinai, Exodus 19, verse 18, where Moses went up, the fire of God covered the mountain. These hills can be covered by the fire of God. Every single hill around this church, around this community, can be filled with the fire of God. And that fire will send sparks into the homes of every member of this community, of every family. And that fire will spread. I'm not saying that. The Word of God says it. Yeah. That the fire of God will spread. Where the fire of God is, it will move out. I don't want to just see the fire in here. See it out there. Pentecost. So clever of the devil that he's made Pentecost such a contentious issue in doctrine, and that we fell for it. That churches actually fight. They have infighting over the Holy Spirit. It's a scheme of the enemy. Because when we've got Pentecost, we've got the fire. And the enemy, hell, does not want us to have the fire. So he comes with this doctrine to cause disunity and fighting. And we take the Holy Spirit and we put the Holy Spirit in a box because we're too terrified of losing our jobs as pastors. I'll say it as it is this morning. We become more and more distant from God. See, when God's fire is upon you, you cannot remain the same. If you feel distant from God, ask for fresh fire. Worship, pray, and seek Him, because His presence is the key to your victory. Lord, we need your fire. The pillar of fire provides protection. When the Israelites were escaping Egypt, Pharaoh and his army chased them down. That's scary. Can you imagine how fearful they were? It seemed like they were trapped between the Red Sea and their enemies. But then God moved in with the fire. Exodus 14, verse 19 and 20 says, "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel." God's fire stood between the enemies and his people. The same fire that brought light to the Israelites brought darkness and confusion to their enemies. And this has meaning for us today. God's fire will protect you from every attack of the enemy. No weapon against you shall prosper. Every demonic plan is cancelled by the fire of God. And today I cancel every demonic plan that the enemy has for this church and for this community. And I declare the fire of God upon it. Amen. That everything will be broken. That every stronghold that the devil has put upon this community, that the people will roam these streets of Micklefield in the fire ahead of them. And that they will wander these streets in the freedom of Jesus Christ, which has been purchased for them. I'm done. Conversations with people that are so paralyzed by fear. Enough's enough. Elijah and the fire from heaven in 1 Kings 18, verse 36 to 39. When the prophets of Baal tried to deceive Israel, Elijah called on God's fire and it consumed the altar. who's not liking this message this morning. Are you facing battles? Well, then let God fight for you. Pray for God's fire to surround you, to surround your home, to surround your family, to be your whole life. Come on, say with me, Lord, let your fire protect me. The pillar of fire gives us direction. The Israelites didn't know where to go. They were in the wilderness, they were lost and they were confused. But God didn't leave them in the dark. He gave them a pillar of fire to guide their steps. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." God's fire will guide you. Sometimes we don't know what to do next. We feel stuck. We feel unsure of where God is leading us. But when we trust in His presence, He will show us the way. Amen. Not might show us the way. He will show us the way. We don't need to walk around lost and confused. So how does God guide us today? Through His Word. Come on, we're reading the Word in the week. You see, the Word of God is the fire that gives us wisdom. He guides us through His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like a fire burning inside of you. He guides us through prayer and worship. See, when you seek God, He speaks clearly. God doesn't want you to live in confusion. He wants you to walk in divine direction. Before making any decision, we should be seeking the fire of God. Ask God to light your path so that you won't walk in darkness. Trust that He is leading you to victory. Lord, lead us with your fire. Lead us with your fire. Lead us with your fire, Lord.
Thank you.
The pillar of fire empowers you. The fire of God doesn't just protect and guide, but it fills you with His power. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." When the fire of God comes upon you, you will receive boldness, that you will no longer be afraid to share the gospel. You'll receive supernatural strength that you're empowered to overcome trials. You'll receive passion for God, that you will hunger for His presence more than ever. You see, at Pentecost, the disciples were weak and they were afraid. But when the fire of the Holy Spirit came upon them, they preached with boldness and with power. It's actually really simple. If you feel weak, ask for a fresh baptism of the fire. If you've lost your passion, ask God to rekindle your fire. If you are struggling, let the Holy Spirit set you ablaze. Lord, fill us with your fire.
Amen.
Fill us with your fire.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. More of you. More of you, Lord. Thank you. Isha. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Look at that picture. Look at that picture. It's for us. I believe that the message for you today is this. That God is saying to you, I am your fire. My presence is with you. My fire will protect you. My fire will guide you. My fire will empower you. Hebrews 12. I love this one. Hebrews 12:29 says, "For our God is a consuming fire." Hallelujah. A consuming fire. Who wants some more fire today? If you need more of God's presence, if you need divine protection from the enemy, if you need clear direction for your life, if you need fresh power and you need fresh boldness, then come to the altar and receive the fire of God. Come on, stand up with me, please. I want you to, that picture I asked Janet to get stuck on, I want you to have that in your mind now. Shut everything else out. It's just you and the fire. And come and receive. Just raise your hands heavenwards. Come on. Come on. We need desperation here. We need desperation. Stop us saying, Lord, I'm desperate for your fire. I'm desperate for you, Lord. Fill me with your all-consuming fire. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We enter in, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, come up to the altar. Come on. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven this morning, Lord. Lord, we receive your fire this morning. Lord, that from this day forward, we declare that we will walk in God's fire. That we will be protected by your presence. That we will never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Break it, Lord.
To go in Jesus' name. We command the authority to go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fresh fire, Lord, fresh fire. Fresh fire upon Pat, Lord. Fresh fire upon Sharon, Lord. Fire of heaven fall upon us now in Jesus' mighty name. Fresh fire upon Janet. Hallelujah. Fresh fire upon Suzanne, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fresh fire upon Anne, Lord. Fresh consuming fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Spirit of God. Oh, we're hungry, Lord. We're hungry, Lord. We're hungry, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. This morning there's a shift here at Elam Freedom Church. That we declare, Lord, declare with me, I am on fire for God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I will walk in God's fire. And I will walk in His presence. In power. And in boldness.
Hallelujah.
That I can never ever be the same again. Because I am full of the consuming fire of God. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Any worldly or other things that we need to be cleansed, I need to be cleansed of and submit to you.
Yes.
I'm willing to do that.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Will you help me to it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some things have been cost us.
Yes.
But nothing is more valuable than you.
No.
You're calling me to step up.
Yeah.
And to be more involved.
Yes.
And Father, I pray for all of us that where there is a cost and it could be in different ways. But Lord, you said you'll make the way.
Yeah.
And you'll meet every need that we have.
Amen.
As we step out on you. So Father, I'm looking to you and trusting you. But in every area of my life and our area, that you'll provide that for us. We thank you because you've called us to this.
Yes.